Hey everyone! Our whole world has changed, hasn't it, because of COVID-19? And no more so in the world of work, where quite often nowadays when we're working remotely and virtually, all we get to see is a person's head and shoulders. It leaves us a little bit disadvantaged. There's a massive story to tell in the whole body in terms of non-verbal communication. So what I wanted to do is just help you think about what you can do to give yourself some of that edge back when you're in the virtual world and all you can see is a group of people in little boxes on the screen in front of you. The one that's been helping me out the most is really following the manipulators of a person when all I can see is head and the shoulders. So manipulators in body language are anytime the hands touch the face or head. They are quite literally what they sound like, where your own hands manipulate part of your face, head or hair. And they're a common sign of either discomfort in direct response to something that's just been said or done to you, or it could be a good sign as well. One of the ones that will help you most often, I think, especially if you're in virtual meetings, is concentrating on what people are doing with their chin. If you're doing a presentation or having an online meeting, you'll often see lots of chin gestures throughout the meeting while people are thinking about what different people say, different opinions, thinking about what their thoughts on it are and whether they want to join in and contribute. What you will find though is once people have made a decision, or alternatively they've all been asked for feedback and the feedback's all in, you'll find that the chin gestures stop. So one of the really interesting things for me when all I can see is a screen full of boxes in front of me is just watching to see when the hands go down and people move away from their chin. When no hands are still on chin, it probably means we've reached agreement. You know, the topic is fully covered, everybody's been considered, it feels inclusive and collaborative. If someone's hand or fingers are still on their chin, then that's a person that maybe you need to ask the question, did you still have a thought on this? Do you want to join in? Do you want to say anything about this? Do you want to add anything? Yeah. So what is the chin about? The chin is often about thought or thinking or vulnerability in body language. And what you could do while you're just listening to me talk right now is just kind of run through this and make yourself do this with your head while I'm explaining it to you. People will naturally bring their chin in when they feel threatened. So see what it feels like to bring your chin in rather than bring your head down, because there's a difference. Chin in towards the chest quite often is about someone that feels threatened, about someone that's just been said or something that's just been said or done to them. When you lower the head, it actually can make you think and feel more submissively. Alternatively, when you jut your chin out, you can often appear more confident. Look what happens when you jut your chin out instead. Your chin comes up, your eyes come up, your head comes up. So just that feeling of being able to, you know, face people, look them in the eye, often makes you feel more confident. What is it about when people stroke their chin? Stroking the chin is often a sign of thinking or evaluating something. So people will often stroke their chin if they're actually evaluating something, which is quite different to having your hand or index finger or middle finger and index finger up the side of your face, which is more about critical evaluation. So there's a difference between hand on chin and hands up the side of the face. Look to see what you're actually seeing. If it's a fist on the chin, fist in communication and non-verbal communication is usually about frustration, not anger, as you would maybe assume. So a fist on chin is often about someone that's not having a voice or feels a bit despondent. A fist under the chin can be about contemplating something that you're a little bit frustrated about. So look for these things when you're out and about, but also look for when hands are cupped around the face. So a hand cupped under one side of the chin may symbolise boredom, whereas a hand further up the face and framing it is something different. That may be a face pedestal. So when people do a face pedestal, if you think what it looks like and try and put your hand on one side of your face now, it actually looks like you're framing your face. So in nonverbal communication, it's a way of saying to someone, look, here, see, I'm framing my face for you. Do you like it? So it's a way of gaining attention, if you like, and quite often used in early stages of attraction with people. So think about what you're actually seeing when someone looks at their chin. And think about whether you are seeing critical evaluation, whether you're seeing thoughts, whether you're seeing frustration with a fist. And look to see when all the hands or fingers go down from the chin as well, because that will normally be when people have said and thought about everything they need to think about. So this is just one area of manipulators. I will certainly get back to some more with future podcasts. But for now, the next time you're in a meeting in the virtual world, look to see what people do with their chin. It may really, really intrigue you.